The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. Yeah, let's do this. It's 5:45 and we'll move forward as we enter that weird, what do you do now, 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. It's just strange. Like, what do we do?
Today's the day.
Today is the 10th anniversary of, I say we celebrate Farrah Fawcett. She died 10 years ago today also, and everybody forgets that, and she never raped kids. So it's much easier to just say, we miss you, Farrah, even though she went a little batty too, than it is to say, Michael this, Michael that, because, you know, going home, listening to some great Michael Jackson music and things like that, no harm, really, nothing in that. That's so bad. You watch The Wiz. You know, I don't know what's the matter with you that you've got The Wiz on cue like that, but sure, why not? But it is tough because every article I've read is like, it's the 10th anniversary. Some are really glowing, like, oh, we miss him so, and blah, 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 blah.
YouGov.com conducted a poll to see if how the
what
public
to do?
Feels. Well, who feels he's guilty? You know, how does the U.S. feel about that, of the poll that they did? And right now, it's 39% of us think he was a child molester.
Right, and that's closing in on half.
41% say they don't know. 21% say they don't believe he's guilty.
So we're talking about, wait a minute, say that again?
39% of us say they believe the allegations are true.
Right, and then
41% say they don't know.
So 80% are on the fence or sure he did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 21% say they don't believe he's guilty.
Right. I still don't know how you can go down that route, that he's not guilty at all. But, okay. So we're looking at, you know, 80% of people probably leaning more towards one way than the other as saying he probably did it. But Judy Dench had a great thing yesterday when she started to talk about Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and stuff. Said, yeah, if you ever knew the histories of the horrible men and women in Hollywood, we would never watch movies again. She goes, these are still good movies. We're talking about characters. Do we never watch again? Because they're talking about maybe never showing Kevin Spacey's movies again on certain networks. And if he's in it, it's gone, which is a very dangerous road to go down because then you're starting to whitewash by behavior. And that's the old.
Although it would be cool to get it like, before. You know, then you get the it's like going to the dark web.
Yeah. Then you have to go
scrubbed version.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. It's that, you know, it's the. It's that darkness, strangeness of trying to get a Kevin Spacey movie.
I've got seven.
I've got that and American Beauty where he does the thing he does, you know.
Watch it.
But it's weird because I always I have it in here always, too.
They'll digitally remove his face from the movies, put someone else in there.
Yeah.
Like if you still like American Beauty.
I always thought that I read.
That would make that is a little creepier now, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, American Beauty. When you get certain, it's creepier. Of course, it was creepy. If you didn't find it creepy
it was creepy
first
then.
Time. But now, you know, now there's a personal, like, maybe he wanted this job more than we knew. But again, you got to separate that because you look at Usual Suspects and things. He's a creepy murderer in that. And we're like, ah, well, you know, that character's cool. We can separate. So
his
why can't we do
best roles were the bad guys.
He was great at it. No doubt he was a great actor. I mean, he fooled us all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt he was a great actor. But does that mean we whitewash everything? And that's the old quote from 1984, which says, every record's been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture repainted, every statue and street building renamed, every date altered. The process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History will stop. Nothing is nothing exists except endless present, which means the party is always right. And that's kind of that weirdness. I'm not saying it's political even, but it's just that moment where society's like, well, it's just not worth the hassle. Let's just get rid of all the things we're uncomfortable with. Well, where does that line stop? The Michael Jackson thing is fascinating to me because it is literally a debate of a man who paid off he's not guilty. So by our societal standards, it's just public opinion. And then you got all this, you know, the flames that are out there and all the things. And then he has the 10th anniversary of his death. And you go back and look at his work and you discover he was brilliant at what he did. I mean, it's just. You know, there's two of them. There's the brilliant, crazy, unbelievable artist, And then the guy on the other side, you're like, oh boy, what do we do with this? You know, do we? Can you still like it? And you can. You can still like the music, but it makes it hard.
Yeah, which makes that blurred 41%. Like, I don't know, because that's right. How powerful that side of it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the 41% are like, I don't want him to be bad because I like this the stuff he did too much.
I'm kind of in that category. It's like, gosh, well, it's just so wild. But then you see the.
Would you go see Michael Jackson 1 again?
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It was great. But I don't know if like I'd go again after watching that documentary.
Now he's dead. So I can give it to his kids. That doesn't bother me.
The monster's gone.
Yeah, if it was Michael Jackson still alive and he's the one, I would
I guess that's a good way to look at it.
I would be less apt to support him than his work if he were collecting.
It is weird, like when you walk out of there, like, I want to buy a glove.
Oh, all I wanted. All I wanted was, I wanted merchandise. I wanted to be like Michael.
That?
I wanted to dress like Michael.
I want to see you in that
dance.
Glove.
I went back, Brady, I went back to the room and I cleared some space in the table and I worked on some moves that I don't have. And I'm like, I can't help it. It's just so smooth. How do you do that? And then you feel like, well, I don't want to be 100% like him, but I want to be 100% like anybody.
Right.
So it's you know, weird. And Judi Dench saying that, it's like, because people were like, how do you feel about having starred in movies with him? She goes, I feel fantastically proud of the work I've done. And she basically said, I've been around this business for a long time. I've worked with a lot of dickheads who have done a lot of terrible things. What do we do? Do we catch all of them? Do we dig through everyone's history? Because you're not going to like it.
And where do you draw the line?
Exactly. And then where's that weird line to where it's like, we can never watch this person's movie again because, you know, he did this, this, and this. And, you know, maybe it seems bad to some people. Maybe it's not to others. I mean, Michael was definitely doing stuff that you know, curls your toes. But 10 years since he died, and when he died, everybody kind of forgot what we always made fun of. And 10 years later, now these milestone anniversaries are kind of like, well, is it okay to celebrate his music is the big question. I mean, we do a lot of weird stuff like that where it seems funny, but Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and all these other guys who have literally had trials for murder and not been found guilty or been found guilty.
Dr. Dre supposedly
beat the tar out of women.
Girls.
But again, it's if you're looking at it from just a pragmatic black and white standpoint, it don't matter if it's black or white, by the way. But if the pragmatic standpoint is they were let go and paid off their deal too. So well, do we just get rid of all the things they do? Because they're actually still collecting. Every time you buy Beats headphones, literally, it's called Beats. And that's what he's been accused of. You know, you give a couple bucks.
Even in the rock world, there's stuff, too.
Tons.
Well,
Phil
look at
Anselmo,
the one on the hot seat
acting
right
all
now.
Nutty.
Phil Anselmo was a horrible human being. So, again, you don't want to find out who your heroes really are because you might find something you don't like. And then what? And some of it, you don't even have to dig too far. So it is kind of a slippery slope to climb on the whole Michael Jackson thing and say, well, I think he did it, and no one should ever listen again. And, you know, the iHeartRadio people, and they're banning them. They'll never play that after the Neverland documentary.
But that's how powerful the music is.
Well, that's
is.
The thing. It didn't catch on. So they don't really have a moral stance. They have a reactionary vision. The second they feel like, oh, these Neverland videos are going to be the end of it, we'll take a stand. We'll never play Michael Jackson again. And it's like, we really don't care that much. Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. We don't really care either.
And he could be – he's definitely the exception because I don't think, you know, the most recent one, I don't think the radio stations will feel like, oh, if this goes away, it's going to impact us, is R. Kelly.
Well, yeah. Well, he's never – well, I mean, there's a couple of huge
– I mean, there are, but it'll be interesting to see how they react because that is almost
– and where do you go down that road? Because Phil Spector, who was more of a producer than anything else, produced some of the greatest hits of the 60s and – killed some people.
Found guilty.
Yeah. And
Michael Jackson was not.
Do you still get to listen to the songs that he carved?
It
gets real creepy after a while when you start doing that. Jack Nicholson was in the room, in the house when Roman Polanski was raping a 16-year-old girl. I mean, how many degrees do you go down before it's like, well, he didn't do anything to stop that? It's weird. But happy anniversary to all the people celebrating Michael. The news is struggling, and I kind of enjoy that part. I do like that they really don't know where to go because they can't say, 10 years ago today, the world was shocked when Michael Jackson accused pedophile. Like, why? You're throwing in everything. You're giving us all the info. But it kind of has to be that way. But I do find it weird because there was a show on the other day. It was just, I don't know what it was, but it was a clip of Malcolm Jamal Warner talking about Bill Cosby and how he was his mentor. And it was when Malcolm was like 19, 18 years old in this. And he was basically saying, Bill taught me this and to talk to executives. After I'd talk to Bill, because all executives are going to try to do is fool you and kind of lull you into sense of security and then take everything. And I'm like, well, that's what Bill does. He knows all about that. That's fooling you, lulling you into sense of security, and then taking all of your precious items. And so it was this. It was weird because he was like so revered. And then, you know, you hear it now with hindsight. And you're like, oh, well, we know why he said that. And can we separate it? I would rather have not known. I'd rather be ignorant about all these celebrities and stuff. I wouldn't go to jail and stuff, but I don't want to know all the minutia and the weird details of stuff. If you kill somebody, if you get found guilty, we seem to like forgive that more than we do when the court of public opinion isn't sure. Michael paid some people off and did some stuff and walked free. Go back to Phil Spector. He didn't. And the Ronettes and everything else still blasts on oldies radio and things like that, and he's part of, you know, history. Nobody ever says anything. Well, that was Phil Spector's whole camp. We can't listen to that garbage anymore. Why? Where do we draw that line? We're very odd. And like Eric said, Phil Anselmo. I don't think he did anything that was so illegal. He was horrible as
just
a person.
Said awful things.
You don't want to be his friend for any stretch, but
I think what we don't want is specific details. Because like you always say with Christopher Walken and Robert Wood.
Yeah, or Robert.
What's his name? With Natalie Wood.
Robert Wagner.
About, I mean, there's a death there that's probably involving both of them, either pushing her off the boat or something, but we just don't want the details.
Oh, yeah, because then we got to make up our mind about people.
Exactly, because then you have to make a decision. Yep. When you have the details, you have to make a choice.
This is why drama students and drama people just need to be their characters and disappear, and you need to stop following them on Twitter and finding out who they are and what's going on. Because inevitably, if they commit a crime, it's going to come out, but you don't want to know who they are. Like, I don't like watching Jim Carrey movies anymore because I think he's just lost his cork.
Oh.
Like, he's really bananas. Bad. I mean, it's kind of entertaining, but at a certain point, you're just shaking your head going, you know, I don't want to get too close to this idea. I don't think he's going to last that long. He's not. He's too emotionally
fragile.
Seems
to be a reason he hasn't worked in the last few years.
He's crazy. Mel Gibson. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mel Gibson just had a verbal tirade and, you know, exposed himself as kind of an asshole, and he's struggled to get back anywhere near where he was.
But since
we draw weird lines.
I think, is it Gary Glitter who's the other guy? He been pretty much banned?
He just had that one thing anyway.
In the sports world, he has.
You're not going to hear the da-na-na-na.
And that was everywhere for 25 years?
Yeah, that was the sports anthem. That kind of kicked off sports anthems in arenas. But I mean, he went off and raped like a billion Thai boys or something. So, yeah, everybody kind of agreed on that one. Like, I don't really want to cheer too loudly.
Guilty
and the cheering. Yeah. I think it's because it was designed to make you stand. Get out of your seats, everybody. The child rape song. You can't really separate the two while you're trying to be euphoric. Although that Michael Jackson thing, had he been thrown in jail, it would have been different. Cut and dry. It would have been totally different because you've got, you know, you're supposed to say, hey, he's out. But it's the payoffs and everything else. 10 years ago today, it was shocking news, that's for sure. I don't think anybody dreamt that Michael would, you know, just drop dead of, you know. And there's a guy in jail because of it. The doctor that killed him. That was pretty simple to figure out.
Well, he got another person, didn't he? Maybe
he was throwing some propofol in, folks. Yeah. He was enjoying
he
that.
Was freely.
He was.
Might have had a sponsorship.
He might have gotten a kickback from the company. Like the Glaxo Welcome really kind of helped out.
This guy is moving some product.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's got one client that spends like $1 million a month on it. The King of Pop can't get enough of that stuff and Pepsi. So, 10 years ago today, Michael died. And there we sit, kind of wondering what to do with all of it. Yeah, I would go see that. If he wasn't dead, I would probably be like, oh, I can't buy any more of his stuff. This is wrong. It all goes to him. But since he's dead, it's Blanket and Prince and that smoking hot Paris and her drug problems. And
yeah, you can help feed her drug problem.
If buying music and feeding a drug problem were on my moral scope, I would just sing my own songs. Yeah, if that's the thing. Well, I don't want to help them. It is funny, though, because I won't give people on the side of the road money because they're just going to go buy drugs with it. But I'll buy records like crazy, and that's all they're doing. By the way, have you guys been following at all the Britney Spears saga?
A little bit.
I don't know.
Not as closely as you.
Oh, it's crazy. You start watching this. This is one of the most entertaining things you'll ever see. She gets on Twitter recently quite a bit and has these teen girl like moments where she just looks and she looks kind of abused. Her hair's filthy. You can see it's like homeless lady with money. She's got hair extensions that you can actually see where they go in. She's disheveled and she stands and goes, all right, I just have to show you something. It's my last day in Turks and Caicos and I bought some really cool stuff and I'm going to show it to you now. And then her next picture of her going, it's amazing and I love this place, is a hat you can buy at Walmart that says Turks and Caicos and another hat. And that this is something that she just had to show her fans. And then she did a thing about her closet being reorganized by her maid and her, like, it's disturbing. Like, Britney's gone crazy.
There's a reason why her parents want to get involved. Yeah, you
can see it. Like, it's not just something like you're like, she's trying to play with us. Like, something's wrong with her eyes. Like, she's off the res.
She's gone full Howard Hughes.
Well, it's off the res, and then all of a sudden,
she looks terrible, first of all.
Today is my last day here in Turks and Caicos, and these are the beautiful purchases that I got to remember this beautiful, beautiful place.
Now, look at the next. Click to the next thing. This is just go to the right. Those are the purchases.
Nice.
A ball cap and a tourist hat. And some earbuds. And
some nail polish,
maybe? This is what homeless people do. You got to see in my cart. It's an amazing cart. I've got so much stuff I found in my cart. Come look at my cart. It's like, oh, that's great. You found some socks. Hat.
And that picture that she's showing there all of a sudden went viral where she's in the bikini saying she's really put it together.
Yeah.
She'll have this random.
Oh, yeah. She looks like her body is in res. Oh.
To paradise.
The videos are incredibly weird. And then the one a couple weeks ago, her in her closet, is just frantic madness. But I'm loving it because it's literally a video meltdown. We all get to watch her lunacy.
Is she there with anyone? Or just?
No one knows. That's the thing. It's like, who's filming? She sometimes makes her kids film these videos where she runs to the house and just screams a song. And then it's just over. But you'll see her go, are you ready? Like, you know, Brady's videos are on Instagram. You hear, all right, everybody, all right, here we go. And hey, it's Brady here. How you doing? I think this is the closet one.
I just got home. Guess what the housekeepers just did to my closet?
What the hell?
All whites. Color organization. All bright. All flowers. All hoodies. All blue. All black. All red. All black, all 90s.
She's running out of content.
She's got no idea what to do next. She's bananas. But the beginning was this frantic, like, oh, my God, my closet's been reorganized. And then she's nuts. But you can see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because Twitter
is
actually.
It's almost like Anna Nicole Smith
exactly.
A little bit without being.
It's that. Because people saw it and they're like, who do we tell? Like, I'm in Reno and she's in Houston. Who do I say? But the Twitter world is kind of like, Britney's gone crazy. Has anyone else noticed that Britney's gone crazy? Like, she's really hot still, and that's the dangerous part, is that the praise, like, all she has to do is put up a picture of her exercising in a bikini, and people are like, you're amazing. So it feeds the beast, and then she comes up with some loony stuff. But if she's fooling us, if she's pulling an Andy Kaufman, good on her. But you look in her eyes, and it's, like, hard to masturbate. Because it's tough to masturbate
like
to crazy
dead
people.
Eyes.
Yeah, it's just he's gone, man.
Yeah, this guy says, no shade, but I'm worried. Something's just not right.
Right.
It's like she's posting all this to prove she's okay.
But she's not. And
then
stuff
the next one is, I'm inspired.
Yeah, and then you got lunatics who try to find help with it. She's off her meds is what I think's going on, but it's weird. So I think Britney might be one to keep an eye on and get her in that death pool. She's going to.
Her boyfriend commented on some of the stuff and said, called her My Little Mermaid.
Yeah. No, he's not helping. Because that dude, well, think about that dude, though. He's got Britney Spears on a string, and he gets to, and she still looks phenomenal.
He's directing a lot of these
videos.
And
he's basically like, I'm going to ride this as long as I can. I don't think she's going to harm me. Let's just, this is kind of fun.
Sign it over to me,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly. You get the money, you get the lifestyle. You got to put up with crazy, but you got to do that no matter what woman you're with. Yeah, she's a little goofy. There's no more of that, hey, y'all, thanks for buying my new record. It's just crazy, frantic, loony Britney. And then occasionally smoking hot in the bikini. But most of the time it looks like if I did her hair.
Did she like just got this out of a facility and just went down there?
Yeah.
A wellness facility?
Crazy hair.
Yeah, she went to it, but that's the thing. Like, you can.
For those of you who don't think I post my own videos, I did this video yesterday. So you're wrong. But
right. Lacey did a video she's currently talking about yesterday. She is a time machine.
Right.
You don't think I post my own videos? Well, the one you're watching right now was done yesterday. Thank you.
In April, she checked into mental health. So.
Yeah, this is the one her son did, where she goes and changes into clothes and dances.
Is this a walk towards?
Yeah.
That is a wreck.
See, you'd hammer that for hours. Yeah. You would be so deep into
you
the
would stay
sex
at home
that you might just be like, "Oh, she's fine." You know, if you were with her all the time, you're like, "She's fine."
Oh, there's one where she's not looking too crazy.
No, that's the boyfriend's. Like, she's got to be a little. Sometimes she's fine, but for the most part, when she's got the crazy, when she's got homeless lady hair, and she's got the look, the video's coming. It's worth your time to watch this. This is a public meltdown. Again, and it's not her first time.
Yeah, I mean, this happens to her once every, decade or so.
Every time Michael Jackson's anniversary comes up, she loses a little bit. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! 98.
Station identification. KUPD.